Now gently letting go of your awareness of the body and breath and becoming aware instead of hearing. Bringing your attention first to your ears and then allowing your awareness to open and expand so that you are receptive to sounds as they arise. No need to go searching for sounds or to interpret what you hear, simply opening your awareness so it's receptive to sounds from all directions. Perhaps sounds from your own body gently breathing, or sounds from the room or from outside. There may be obvious sounds and more subtle sounds. Aware of layers of sound and spaces between the sounds and silence. As best you can, be aware of sounds simply as sensations. When you find yourself thinking about the sounds, reconnecting as best you can with your direct experience of their sensory qualities, like the pitch of the sound, or its volume, perhaps the duration of the sound, rather than focusing on their meaning. Whenever you notice that your awareness has drifted away from sounds, just gently noticing where it's gone, acknowledge it, maybe as thinking or planning, judging, and gently retune to sounds as they arise from moment to moment. Whether the sounds are internal or external, just noticing how some sounds are ever-changing or impermanent. Some sounds rise and they fall, hearing them begin, develop, and disappear. Mindfulness of sound can be a valuable practice as a way of expanding awareness and giving it a more open, spacious quality. When you're ready, letting go of sounds and refocusing your attention on thoughts as events in the mind. Just as with sounds, noticing when thoughts arise, focusing awareness on them as they pass through the space of your mind and disappear. No need to try to make the thoughts come or go. As with sounds, just notice them as they arise naturally. It may help to imagine the thoughts as if they are projected on the screen at the cinema, with you sitting watching the screen, waiting for a thought to arise, maybe as words or images. When it does, pay attention to it and then let it go as it naturally passes away. Another metaphor that may help is to imagine thoughts as clouds passing across a vast, spacious sky, or as leaves carried on the gentle current of a river as you watch from the bank, slightly set back and separate from the thoughts, just noticing them and not trying to change anything. It may be that as soon as you try to notice thoughts, that they seem to stop. That's okay too, and just your experience in this moment. Remembering that our intention during the practice is to accept things as they are, with no need to try or strive to change things. Noticing that an individual thought doesn't last long, it's impermanent, and if it comes, it will go. Noticing that some thoughts keep coming back, is there a recurring pattern for you? Noticing thoughts about the past and also about the future. You might notice that there may be spaces between thoughts, and at other times, thoughts seem to cascade like a waterfall, no space or stopping, and the mind is filled and roaring. From time to time, if you feel lost in thought, remembering that the breath is a great anchor It's solid and steady and a way of returning to the present in the body. And as you feel anchored and steady, opening up again to the realm of thought and emotion. If any thoughts bring with them intense emotions or feelings, pleasant or unpleasant, as best you can, just noticing their emotional charge and intensity, and let them be as they already are. Perhaps saying to yourself, "It's already here, let me feel it." If your mind keeps getting drawn into the story of your thinking, see if you can notice where this is affecting your body. Is there any slight contraction or tension in your face or your eyes, in your brow or your jaw, perhaps your shoulders or somewhere else? Once you've noticed this, seeing if it's possible to come back to the breath and a sense of the body as a whole, sitting and breathing, and use that to stabilize your awareness. Just taking care of yourself, choosing where to rest your attention as you dip in and dip out of awareness of thoughts and emotions. By practicing in this way, we're getting to know ourselves more directly, more closely, and maybe a bit more dispassionately. Perhaps becoming able to see thoughts from a bit of a distance, as just thoughts, giving us more choice and a chance to get less caught up in habitual patterns. When you're ready, seeing if it's possible now to let go of any particular object of attention, like the breath, the body, sounds, emotions, or thoughts. Just letting the field of awareness be open to whatever arises in the mind and the body, whatever that may be. This is sometimes called choiceless awareness. Or just sitting, simply resting in awareness itself. just being completely open and receptive to whatever arises from moment to moment. This may include sounds, a flurry of thoughts or emotions, or other sensory experiences in no particular order. As best you can, just sitting, completely awake, not holding on to anything, and not pushing anything away, having no agenda other than embodied wakefulness. Watching and witnessing in stillness. Noticing any recurring patterns in the mind or the body. If you're unsure where to focus the attention or get overly caught up in thoughts or feelings, just coming back to the breath to settle the mind at any time. Just sitting back and watching the ever-shifting flow of the mind and the body. As we learn to give space to whatever is arising inside with greater acceptance, it'll become clearer that all things change. Nothing's permanent, and even challenging and unpleasant experiences will gradually fade. And now finally, as we're ready to bring the sitting to a close, just coming back to the breath and the sense of the body as a whole. feeling the entire body rising upward with the in-breath and releasing downward with the out-breath. Feeling the body as a single complete organism, connected and whole. Accepting your experience as it is, and accepting yourself as you are right now, letting go of the tendency to want things to be different from how they are. Knowing that you can always access this deep sense of stillness and wholeness at any time, simply by attending to the in-breath and the out-breath. Now bringing yourself back to normal awareness gently by moving your hands and wrists, your feet and legs. And when you feel ready, just opening your eyes and letting the light back in.